News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
As the son of a sailor, I went out on the sea for adventure. Expanding the view of the captain and crew like a man just released from indenture. As a dreamer of dreams and a traveling man, I have chalked up many a mile. Read dozens of books about heroes and crooks, and I learned much from both of their style. Son of a son, son of a son, son of a son of a sailor. Son of a gun, blow the last ton, one step ahead of the jailer. Now weighing the
name. Play action on first down. Hooked out of the backfield. And the catch is made. And running free is Trey Bradford. Huge gain. Still rolling down near the 20-yard line. Denbrock drew up a good one to start this.
Yeah, they can catch Florida State, man.
One of the best plays of the game was the 55-yard for LSU. Was the 55 yards they gained on the first play from scrimmage last night against FSU and the big Sunday night kickoff for both games, for both teams. And then you had another big play. They got down to within the 10. I think it was within the 5. And FSU stopped them on first down on the goal line, stopped them on second down on the goal line, but got called for a unnecessary roughness penalty against the QB. So they went for the third time on the goal line, and that's a first down at this point again. Got stopped. Second down got stopped. Third down got stopped. So that is 5 downs in a row on the goal line that the FSU defense stopped LSU on the first drive of the game last night.
Fourth down from the 2-yard line.
They go for it.
Daniels
on fourth and 2.
Scanning. Now trying to create. He'll be dropped back at the 15. The sack is made by DJ Lundy. And the Noles make a tremendous stand. It was first and goal at the 2. They went backwards from there.
You knew it was going to be a weird game. Anytime a team can stop you 6 plays in a row on the goal line, that is wild. But just not that long thereafter, the new transfer player for Michigan State, Keon Coleman.
Travis has been dialed in on third down tonight. There's a slant on first down. Catch made by Coleman. Deion Coleman, his first touchdown as a Seminole.
The big, tall Spartan transfer gets his first touchdown as a Seminole, 40 yards out. Then, about the beginning of the second quarter, you've got another 4th-and-1 for LSU. FSU's just been playing unbelievable defense so far in the game. They did manage to get another touchdown, so it was 7-7 at the time.
Instead, it's Daniels with a keeper, and they swarm him. Another 4th-down stop by the Seminoles. Shaheem Brown made the tackle. They were ready for the keeper.
Crazy good defense on those tight possessions. FSU doesn't go anywhere, and they have to punt it on 4th-down from their own end of the field.
The drop is a drive killer, and Mastromano hits it high. And coming up to make a fair catch, another muff. The scramble for the football. The Florida State team has it. LSU thinking, oh no, not again.
Not last year, all over again. Well, it didn't lead to anything, so it didn't really cost him, but it was an ugly play. Then, again, you had this just kind of wild series of events, and FSU with their quarterback getting grabbed by the jersey.
Travis had a pump fake.
So one play was a muff punt turnover. The next play was a quarterback interception. And so it's kind of a crazy first half. And then with a minute left to go in the half.
Hooping throw for the end zone. Battle. Coleman. Touchdown. Went up and got the football over. Made Major Burns, and that's where they're excited to have him arrive from East Lansing.
So, and then LSU drives down. So that had been 14-14. That was a second touchdown, if you're counting for Keon Coleman, the transfer from MSU. So 17-14 at the half, and you're like, let me catch my breath. I didn't play you LSU's touchdowns because they were just short little run-ins after the big plays. So they get into the second half, okay? They get in the second half, and FSU tries a trick play, a backward pass to one of the wide receivers to throw to one of the other wide receivers.
Backward pass. Spahn looking to throw it. Is in deep trouble, retreating, now trying to create, flips it over the middle, and the catch is made by Wilson. Wow! A lot happened there as Deuce Spahn, the receiver.
A 15-yard loss turns into an 18-yard gain, and they keep pumping. They get down 4th and 2. They have to go for it. They turn that one into a field goal, by the way, so it's 17 even. 4th and 2 from the 42. They're going for it from about midfield, just about the end of the third quarter.
Travis, as a runner, is always a serious threat. Are they trying to draw him off? They're going to run the play. Flips it out, and wide open is Toa Feely for the convoy. Makes a cut. Still going. Slung down at the 1, but a huge fourth down conversion puts him on the brink of claiming the lead.
If you saw this one, this was the head tackle where the whole body cartwheeled all the way around the other player. It was crazy ugly. But, yeah, great run. I'm going to do the math here. 57 yards, I guess, all the way down to the 1-yard line. Maybe I did that wrong. But anyway, down to the 1-yard line. They wind up getting in. So that makes it 24-17. And this is where LSU starts to lose hope. 2nd and goal from the 7.
Travis from the pocket, long looping throw, and that man again, Keon Coleman, has a hat trick in his first game with Florida State.
You score 3 touchdowns in your first game for your new team. They're going to like you, okay? So that's 31-17.
Here's Travis on the move, and he flips it wide open. Bell makes an impact play as a receiver, and Florida State may have just stuck the dagger in LSU.
That wasn't the score. This was the follow-up with Jahid Bell again.
He's been a survivor. He got booed at home games early in his career. He volunteered to change positions. And they're around, banging into the end zone. And they tack on more. That's Jahid Bell, who scores as a runner after the touchdown catch earlier.
Yeah, so he got 2 touchdowns, 1 as a receiver, 1 as a runner, 45-17. But LSU had a good news note at the end.
I'll shut up so you can get the audio, because that's part of it. They are full voice here. There's a long throw, and the catch is made by Brian Thomas, who escapes. And LSU is going to break the scoring streak of 31-0 with their first points after halftime, a 75-yard play.
75 yards from scrimmage at the very end of the game with no, it doesn't matter, you know, the backups, were in for FSU, but 45-24 in the end. Man, you're up 3 at the half and you get trounced 31-0 except for that last garbage time score at the end. So if you are a Tigers fan, you didn't love this much at all. If you are a Florida State Seminoles fan, you had the best night of your life. Because how do you open the season ranked number 8 against number 5, and you do like that? Oh, and on top of it, the probably for FSU fans, the best part of it all is what was the prediction coming from Brian Kelly? We're going to beat the heck out of Florida State. I saw that quote a little bit on my social media yesterday. Ooh.
Quote was inaccurate.
Yeah. Maybe he got the direction of the verb there wrong.
One of my best friends, Kate, went to LSU.
Yes, yes. In fact, she's going to be in here in about 20 minutes. We're going to
talk to her. Oh, I can't wait to ask her about the score. Yeah. I'm just kidding, Kate.
We're going to talk to her about the Argos game in particular. She's launching a new show on her
sister
station.
That's right. Yeah, she works for ESPN. Yeah. She's so amazing.
618 on News Radio 92.3. Is there a car on the road?
No.
There you go.
Oh, man, it was so nice driving in today.
I know.
This
I'm like,
great. I
was there's like, nobody going to be listening to us.
Why
there's
can't it be Labor Day every day? Why can't your show start at 6?
Sorry.
I got to go in and show off to Mel.
Like a normal place where they do 3-hour show?
Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Well, you know, there you go. Because we got a lot of military folks. We like to serve them from 5 to 6.
Oh, no. Absolutely. No, it's our pleasure, and I'm just kidding.
But seriously,
it's 6:18. You're waiting for me to do traffic. I'm like, we're just talking.
It always throws us off to do the like a holiday show because in the first hour there's no traffic.
Six,
so she's like, it's the first hour.
Oh, that's
what
why.
Mean?
And I'm like, we're having a pleasant conversation, which we're never are.
Yeah,
okay.
No, it's never like that.
Roads are fine. We're not showing any. I'm so sorry. Slowdowns or delays right now. All exits off I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Not showing, like I said, any issues. Looks clear in Milton, too. 90, 98, not showing any issues from Navarre into Gulfreeze into Pensacola. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620. Sorry. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale. This Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows. 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors. 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I want you to find this Nancy boy, Elliot Ness. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burnt to the ground.
Tried to amend my carnivorous habits. Made an LS7. Soaking up a race, but at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat, not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat, but a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise, heaven on earth with an onion slice.
Oh man, this is good stuff. I know, sad day over the weekend. 6:22 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, margaritas for everybody. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Steve is with us today. David is out this week.
Yeah.
Hey, Steve. Welcome back.
Well, thank you very much. I'm drinking my coffee now because, you know. It's...
Your margarita coffee?
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Definitely. I'm not going to talk about the contents of my cup here at all. Well, in headlines, heat wave is hitting roughly two-thirds of the U.S. and not expected to let up as the Labor Day weekend is winding down. Temperatures in the 90s and low 100s are likely to stretch from the plains to the East Coast. This comes after forecasters said several cities along the Gulf Coast, from Texas to Florida, posted their hottest August on record. We're probably in that category. I mean, this has been a hot summer so far. President Biden says he's been briefed on the situation at the Burning Man Festival in Nevada. He noted yesterday his administration's in touch with the local leaders as extreme flooding has left tens of thousands of people stranded. At least one person's died. The CEO of Burning Man told NBC News that there's no cause for panic, saying organizers don't see it as an evacuation situation. They're planning an orderly exit through the mud today.
Did they say it just in that tone of voice?
Yes, they did.
Okay.
Don't panic! No!
You know what's interesting to me about this story is a couple of things. One is, from what I read, nobody seems to know how the person died. So it could have just been a heart attack. Or I mean, like, there's no reason to think it's connected to the stranding.
Oh,
no.
I'm sure it's drugs.
Yeah. Well,
do you know Burning Man?
I've heard of it.
They do drugs?
But also, like, this record-breaking flooding or whatever they have was like 3/4 of an inch.
Yeah.
But
really?
In a desert,
it never
that's
rains
all
there
mud. It's all this, like,
whatever.
Fine sediment, silt, whatever, top of these, you know, these flat areas. Yeah, I mean, you're stuck. The emergency vehicles can't get in and out. You got 70,000 people stranded in the middle of the desert. Kanye West and some DJ, like, or not Kanye West, Chris Rock and some DJ walked out. Like, because you couldn't get cars out. So they're all fine. It's all fine. It's a survivalist thing. No big deal.
Well, the technical term for the surface after the rain is gush.
Nice. All right.
Well, Europe's largest supermarket chains recalling Paw Patrol branded snacks because of porn.
P-O-R-N? Is
porn.
That what you said?
Okay. P-O-R-N, yes. Web address on the back of the packages for Paw Patrol Yummy Bakes and Paw Patrol Mini Biscotti Snacks leads to a website that features content that the company says is not exactly suitable for children. Or puppies.
Yeah. Well, some.
Yeah,
humans must be 21 and dogs must be 3 to view websites. So. And those are your headlines.
Paw print verification to follow. Nice. Dogs must be 3. Like, well done. 625 on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks, Steve.
that's a good one. Speaking of FSU, we've got tickets for Florida State versus Southern Mississippi. And if you want to go watch, then we will give you the ticket. It's just this simple. This is all I got to do is listen and win during football season. 437-1620. We'll take caller number 3. 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the 5s.
Yes, and to call our number 3, again, 437-1620, I'm getting that ready too. Good news is we're not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like 98, as I mentioned earlier, is clear. General Chappie James, that's the 3-mile bridge, not showing any delays either. And if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, again, 437-1620, you can text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
If you need to get a next vehicle, you know, and you're thinking about whether to do used or whether to do new, and maybe your perception of used is kind of like old and barely surviving and, you know, like the kind of car you get because you can't afford to get a better car. No, at Frontier, what you get is the kind of car that you get because you don't want to waste money on something that depreciates so quickly, like Dave Ramsey always says, or like I always say, and you just want great service. You want outstanding vehicles. That's what they specialize in, cars that are basically new, just not new to you. You know, might have 10 or 20,000 miles, but they're a year, 2, 3 years old in great condition. And you deserve to drive this kind of car. You know, in fact, you might have always thought, well, I cannot afford a new car, and maybe you can't. But you can definitely afford one that's from Frontier that's only, again, you know, a year or two old. So go there, take a look at the tremendous selection that they have on the lot, about 300 different cars and trucks at any moment. They leave them open for you so you can get in them. You don't have to ask permission just to sit in a car. I mean, you do have to ask for a key to drive one, of course, but, you know, no problem. Drive through it for it, no worries. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
And congratulations to Marcella from Pensacola. She'll be checking out the Southern Miss Florida State game coming up. Nice job.
Nice. Yeah, and we have another pair of tickets to give away later on in the show. So if you're eager to go for freezies, then keep listening.
All right.
We'll give you some more tickets. Oh, I saw this story, and it... I have to describe this one delicately. Let me just put it that way. I have to say this in a way that is not going to get anybody out of their jobs, because there's a post on social media of a man who was very upset because he thought he was going to the Westgate Bourbon Bar and Tap House in Beaverton, Oregon. That's the home of Oregon State. By the way, the Pac-12. Well, holy crap. They really played great. 81 points Oregon put up on the board this weekend. Anyway, so he gets home and he's like, I was really happy about my $75 meal until I saw that the last line on the ticket was $15 as a charge for, and here's where I have to do this delicately, it was literally your and then there's a word that starts with A and ends with O-L-E, and then there's some stuff in the middle. So there was a $15, let's call it donkey charge, okay? And he got home and he was like, what? I thought I was nice and I don't understand. I had such a great time. Why did the, and who charges you $15 for the year bleepity bleep charge at the end of your bill? So he gets home and he's angry and he's, you know, went to the restaurant with his wife and her birthday. And then he remembers they had cocktails, and the cocktail name was this name. The name of the cocktail was a Euro blank, and so they were literally just line item charging him what he ordered, which apparently is a gin, port, lime juice, honey, peach bitters, and egg white, and a brown sugar drizzle in a coupe glass. Some of the other things that were on this menu were kind of funny. I mean, normal stuff, carbonara, brown butter cake, side of ice cream. And then, you know, instead of fried chicken breast, I don't know, it made me laugh, fried chicken tit. What's the name?
I was getting information. What are you talking about?
There was a guy went to a restaurant, and the last line on his $75 bill was, you're an donkey. Yeah, that one. Yeah.
You can say that on the radio.
Right, but it wasn't about him. That was the name of the cocktail. And he forgot he ordered it.
Oh.
So he went all over Reddit. And he's like, look at what they did to me. And then he realizes, this is all my fault.
I get it. Well, there's been plenty of times I felt like putting that on a receipt.
Yeah. No, that's
like
that's
a lot. Yeah.
Don't you? Can you imagine a restaurant? I love to go to a restaurant where they're willing to charge people for that.
An being extra jerks. Yeah, that's right. Jerk tax.
Oh, man. 6:30 on News Radio 92.3. The Argos had their first game of the season Friday at home, the whiteout game. We'll talk to our own Kate Thomas from ESPN Pensacola about that coming up next, right after Steve and Fox.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. A test of Burning Man Festival principles of self-sufficiency and gifting to get along. 70,000 people still trapped by mud at Black Rock Desert in Nevada after 2 months of rain fell in 2 days, turning the dry lake bed into 6 inches of mud. Nobody getting on the run road in or out.
It's going to be rough, and it will be Woodstock-like.
Cryptocurrency entrepreneur Brock Pierce, who's there, one death being investigated. Pierce tells Fox he hears it was an electrical accident in the rain. Nevada announcing road opening plans this weekend. A salute to all Americans who labor. President Biden will speak at Philadelphia's Labor Day parade. Good thing he's not at the beach. Holiday riptide warnings up at Delaware and New Jersey beaches. GOP candidates at the GOP Labor Day picnic in New Hampshire. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning at 6:31, 76 degrees, mostly clear in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Drivers could soon see some changes to the new roundabout on Perdido Key. Escambia County Commissioner Jeff Brigosh says a traffic study conducted by the county is finished and they plan to release the findings in a couple of weeks. Brigosh says residents have complained that the roundabout is way too small, difficult to navigate, and creates a safety hazard.
It has specific shortfalls. It describes in detail when the roundabout works, how it functions, and where it fails. And we're going to take that data to our town hall, which we're going to have September 18th. And we're going to let the citizens weigh in on it. And we're going to take the recommendations, the ones that we can implement to make it as good as it can be. And we're going to do that because there are some things we can do, including a bypass lane, if that's doable, if it's feasible.
The town hall is happening on Monday, September 18th at Perdido Bay United Methodist Church. Singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, who popularized the Beach Bum soft rock with escapist Caribbean-flavored songs like Margaritaville and turned that celebration into loafing into an empire of restaurants, resorts, and frozen concoctions, died over the weekend. He was 76. Customers, performers, and staff at the Floribama Lounge were mourning the loss of Buffett this weekend. One Floribama performer shared a story of a man who was playing his guitar without his permission.
So I come back through the door and was getting ready to get a little upset over somebody picking up my guitar that I had not told them they could do. And by the time I got to the stage, Buffett turned around and I had a volume knob on my guitar and I said, well, here's the volume knob. Since it's you, I can go ahead and let you play.
The bars referenced in some of his songs like Bama Breeze and Ragtop Day. Florida officials say the lights could come back on in the Sunshine State area a week after Hurricane Idalia left thousands in the dark. Trey Thomas reports.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says fewer than 40,000 customers are still without power just 4 days after Hurricane Idalia made landfall.
And that puts us down to about 39,000 through throughout the entire state of Florida that does not have power at this point.
Speaking in Yankeetown Sunday, DeSantis said remaining homes and businesses could be back online by midweek. I'm Trey Thomas.
And while we're on the subject, two tropical storms and a tropical wave have developed in the Atlantic over the weekend. Tropical storm Katia formed on Saturday morning, becoming the 11th named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season this year. It's expected to weaken, though. Gert also regained its tropical storm status on Saturday, but on the verge of weakening again. Neither is expected to maintain its status for long. Let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
Happy Monday. Labor Day forecast finally drying out for a change across the area as we go through our Monday afternoon. We have highs also near 90 degrees. We'll still be a little bit rough at times along the coastline. If you do head down to the beach, we'll see yellow flags fly at most area beaches for some rip current risk. Be mindful of that. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer here at WEAR News.
And right now, let's check in with Candy Cullerton for traffic on the fives.
Very much, I'll tell you, which is good. I'm sure it was nice driving in for you, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nobody on the road but me.
It is the best. You can go through your own lanes like that scene on Seinfeld. don't do that, though. Looks like everything is running fine, not showing any problems on 87. Taking a look at 90 in Milton, not showing any issues. Milton into Pace into Pensacola, 9 Mile Mobile Highway, all clear. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in, if you could, 437-1620 with your traffic stuffs. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Yeah. Right now, it's 76 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, 76 in Milton at 635. Next news is 7, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. There are lots of financial sins out there, such as not saving enough or spending lavishly on a car you can't really afford. But when it comes to money mistakes, there's not much worse than cashing out of workplace retirement plans and failing to get back in. According to a new study from Texas State University and the University of Colorado, 41% of employees cash out when they leave jobs, suffering significant tax costs and draining entire accounts in some cases. When it comes to alcohol, beer is still our drink of choice, but hard liquor is gaining fast. According to a new Gallup poll of folks who drink, 37% say they drink beer most often, while 31% prefer liquor, and 29% favor wine. While beer reigns supreme, the percentage of drinkers who say liquor is their favorite drink is now the highest on record. At points in the 1990s and early 2000s, close to 50% preferred beer, and wine came in second. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
A-R-G-O-S, Argos! Go Argos!
I am Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida Historic Trust. Our annual open house event will be held in downtown Pensacola on September 9th. Learn more about the programming, tours, and experiences available that day, offered for free to all attendees. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we discuss Historic Trust Open House 2023. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Start your mornings with Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9. Followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel, or Pep Talk. Then, join the national news conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins at 11. Fox News' Guy Benson takes over at 2. And join Gracie Rep up your workday from 4 till 7. And then, Dave Ramsey takes over.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Of movement up front, not a flag, and there we're going deep. Pee Wee Jarrett's got a man down the side. Touchdown, Argos! Man. We were just saying, Coach Shoemaker and I were just saying, we got to take a deep shot. And that, when is it going to happen? And I would have done it last drive, but we do it this drive. Caleb Nobles channeling Pete Shinnick, and let's go deep.
Yeah, man, that was a pretty sweet 51-yard touchdown strike. Just after they had been complaining, Will Kennedy and Coach had been complaining about how the offense for the Argos wasn't the big shots like it had been in the past, and then, half the field, boom, to John Giles. Runaway victory for the UWF Argos in their first game of the season against Kentucky Wesleyan, 35-3. Joining us now, we have Kate Thomas, who is starting her own show on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Sports drive in the morning, 7:30 tomorrow. Not today for Labor Day, but tomorrow she'll be on. Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you so much, Andrew. I'm honored to be here.
Oh, yeah, it's great to have you. I'm looking forward to this. I don't want to listen to you. I want to listen to me, but I'll give you a chance. no, that's going to be awesome for people who might not have realized. We have Cat Country and we have the playlist and we have ESPN Pensacola as one of our cluster stations. And I don't think we've ever had a local morning show. And you're going to start this sports drive in the morning starting tomorrow, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was kind of one of the things, I was excited about was to have the morning show because, if I'm going to go out and be at these sporting events and be able to have coaches and all of that, that's what kind of makes it all work. So I'll be able to have guests, on and it's going to be during a time where those coaches and athletes, are really available to come on. So I'm excited about that.
So is it going to be like all the sports, everything, all big national and local, more of a focus on local, whatever's interesting that day? What's your kind of goal for the show?
Well, it's kind of going to be a mix of everything you just said. So obviously anything that's, newsworthy, just like news. There's sporting news, right?
Right.
So there's a lot of updates constantly that are going on. So obviously going to cover those, but I want to put a big emphasis on local too, be able to cover teams like UWF and the Wahoos and the Ice Flyers and everyone else, but then also, state and national, because here in the state of Florida, and really just locally, we have so many talented athletes and teams and just a lot of talent down here that we get to showcase. So there's going to be times, where we're covering everything, but it will still have a Florida focus.
Outstanding. So you got to go to your first Argos game because you're relatively new to the area. Between us, I think we watched the whole game. You watched the first half. I listened to the second half. I don't know. My alarms failed, and I just didn't even realize it was happening until it was already in the second half. But what did you think of the first half, and especially Pee Wee Jarrett, the scramble-slash-passer extraordinaire?
Yeah, Pee Wee Jarrett is an incredible talent. I was at their scrimmage, and I've been kind of covering them since I've been here, I guess, this season, watched what they were doing in fall camp, and then it was really cool to be there for their first game. Pee Wee Jarrett is an absolute rock star. I mean, he can get the yards, whether it's through the air or on the ground. He had a rushing touchdown, and I was looking at the amount of total offense for UWF Argos in this game was 403 total yards of offense, which was absolutely crazy. They had 261 passing yards, 142 rushing yards, and then Pee Wee Jarrett was 19 of 22 on his passing. So, I mean,
sick QB rating.
Just an absolute, and one of the things that was really interesting when we went to UWS Media Day, because Caleb Nobles is the head football coach for the Argos, and Pee Wee Jarrett said, well, one of the things, Coach Nobles came up to me and said was, I can make you better.
Nice.
So
it's true.
Him and Coach, it is true. And just for Pee Wee, a lot of it is him being able to get a quicker release, when he's throwing the ball, and then just being able to make better reads and checks down the field. And you were really able to see that through the game. they were just extremely dominant. 35-3 was the final score. They were up 21-3 at the half. And then it's really the guys that are around them, too. I haven't covered this team that often, but there is something that seems different and unique about this particular team. I feel like it's the culture and kind of the brotherhood that these guys, you know, have already started to build.
Yeah,
you know, we only saw the one game for the season so far.
Yeah, no, what Coach Shinnick left behind is really a legacy of not just winning football and great recruiting, but it's that culture of excellence and a culture of brotherhood and a culture of, you know, men first, faith first, family first. Football is a what we do, not a who we are, and, you know, that's just... And, you know, it's a beautiful thing to watch. And it's good to see Caleb Nobles get his first win under his belt, you know, because they're going to be heading into some tester games here in 2 weeks. I don't know how much next week McKendree is going to be much of a challenge. We'll see. But, you know, Florida A&M, we're playing FAMU in 2 weeks. That's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, that is going to be a big challenge. And one of the things that a lot of the Argo players know is they know that everyone's kind of, you know, out to get them. They were ranked number 7 coming into the preseason. And so they've kind of got a little bit of a chip on their shoulder knowing that they need to just play their absolute best, you know, day in and day out, essentially. And kind of, you know, what you were saying about Coach Shimmick, you know, Coach Nobles has a lot of those same qualities. One of the things that they say is the Argos is they say champions for life. And what they mean by that, it's not just like on the field. It's also off the field. But, yeah, they're definitely going to be tested with Florida A&M. And I like that they kind of have, you know, I don't know if I want to call it a scarier schedule, but, you know, they're playing, you know, more difficult teams because that's where you really kind of develop as a team and you learn who you are and you're able to see your strengths and weaknesses as well.
No, it's going to be good. And I hope that FAMU gets beat up a little bit by USF the week before. I also hope they don't beat us up, at least just, you know, because you can win a game and still lose the future games because of the physicality against West Georgia coming up the very next week after that. But I have a lot of optimism for this team. We certainly have a legacy of winning. Since you're going to be on the radio, since you're going to be talking about all of this starting tomorrow, 7:30 again, we're talking to Kate Thomas, a new show that we're launching tomorrow on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM and 99.1 FM Sports Drive in the morning with Kate Thomas. Kate, I have to ask you a question. There was another football game yesterday. It may not be your favorite game of the year, coming as you do from, don't hold it against her, Louisiana.
Won that?
But a guy named Keon Coleman, a transfer student from Michigan State, did not one, not two, but three touchdown pass catches for FSU yesterday. Here's just one of them for a sampling.
Hooping throw for the end zone. Battle. Coleman. Touchdown. Went up and got the football over Major Bird.
21 points for your brand new transfer student. FSU looks pretty tough this year.
Yeah, FSU, I already kind of knew going into this game that they were going to be, you know, it was going to be a difficult one for LSU. There was still a lot of hype, you know, because LSU came in ranked number 5. FSU came in ranked number 8. But Jordan Travis, you know, this is the thing. LSU may have been up at the half. You know, they were up 17-14 at the half. But what I think it was FSU just needed to kind of shake off some of those kind of first game jitters. It's a lot. I don't know if you saw the crowd or not at the game, but it looked predominantly like, you know, Seminole fans. And they had their war chant going on. And I'm pretty sure they played that entire game.
It's been a long drought for the Seminoles, let's be fair.
It has. And, you know, they haven't won a top 10 matchup in the first game like that since 2016, Andrew, actually. So it's huge for them. You know, I may be an LSU alumna, but I will tell you this. It was really good to see FSU come out on top, come out as dominant as they were. Like you said, Keon Coleman, him and Jordan Travis just have such a chemistry.
Yeah.
It's one of the things they actually kind of talked about on the broadcast. Something that him and Travis did, you know, throughout gearing up for this season was even after practice, they would stay late, you know, and he would throw to them. And that's just when you have an experienced team like the FSU Seminoles are this year, they've got such a veteran team. They even had one of their guys stay who had a chance to go over to the NFL draft and decided, hey, no, I'm going to stay here, you know, another year with my team. I think this might be the year for the FSU Seminoles.
Wow.
I knew it was going to be a challenge coming in for LSU. And Mike Norvell, gosh, it was so nice to see him get a win. He's kind of had a lot of heat surrounding him because, you know, anytime you're a coach, you know, really down in the South, they expect you to win all the time. So if you're not coming, you know, in with winning records all the time, they're going to say, hey, do we need to fire you? And so you could just see that he was so pleased. And I mean, wow, what a game that they called, especially in the second half. So
absolutely.
Was really, you know, disappointed for the LSU Tigers. But, you know, I'm here in Florida now, and I will be doing a lot of Florida coverage. And
She hasn't given up her loyalty, but she's able to cover it all evenly. Kate, hang on for a second, because I had one other thing that I wanted to ask you about. Let's get a quick super late traffic from Candy.
I was brought to you by Lowe's. Labor Day. Wow, that's today. Shop Labor Day appliance savings at Lowe's. Now's the time to refresh your kitchen for less. Lowe's knows home improvement and not showing anything on the roads. Looks like everything is fine. Not showing any problems on 87. Taking a look in Milton. It looks like 98 clear all the way into Alabama. If you see an accident or a slowdown, traffic tips, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. All right, I do have one other one that I wanted to ask you about, Kate. Again, we're talking to Kate Thomas, host of Sports Drive from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. starting tomorrow on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 a.m. and 99.1 FM. Do you think, this is where we get to the opinion part of the show, $29.5 million for Deion Sanders last December to come to Colorado. They had to do all kinds of crazy things in order to get that money for him. How's that investment looking after one game beating TCU?
I have so many thoughts about this.
I think I saw him on an Aflac commercial with Coach Saban, by the way.
yes, you did. Look, they had to really do everything to get the win against TCU, 45-42. Do I agree with how much they paid him? That's a lot of money. If the university has it, if the boosters are supporting it, then hey, I mean, Colorado hasn't been good for many years. TCU was extremely dominant last year, playing in the college football playoffs. I mean, also losing to Georgia by a lot. But I mean, look, I think that Deion Sanders is Deion Sanders. They call him Coach Prime for a reason. He came in, he got rid of basically the entire team. That was what I didn't particularly agree with. But look, that's kind of the state of college football now. Now that you've got the NIL, now that you've got the transfer portal, guys are going to where they want to play, and they know that they're going to get playing time, and they want to play for a good coach because ultimately it's about their futures. And look, he's a good coach. He's a player's coach. Players, you know, surround him. And I think he's probably going to bring that program back to where it needs to be. So maybe it's money well spent.
Yeah, it's an interesting approach. And, I mean, you don't know that they would have, you know, it wouldn't have been the end of the universe if they'd have lost. But they obviously shocked the football world being able to pull off that big unexpected upset with him at the helm. So we will see what the rest of the season holds. Kate Thomas, you can hear all kinds of good comments and reporting and local and all kinds of stuff from her. She is, I'll just tell you this, her background is in TV, covering, you know, sports for television, being a sideline reporter, among other things. And she's incredibly good at what she does. Kate Thomas is the new host of Sports Drive on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola. That, again, is tomorrow, starting tomorrow at 7:30 to 8:30, 1330 a.m. and 99.1 FM. Kate, thanks for having some time for us this morning. Always good to see you in the office, and we look forward to the show tomorrow morning.
Thanks so much, Andrew. It's been a blast. I hope everyone comes and checks it out. Again,
one last thing, because I have to, War Eagle. 6:52 on News Radio. Hey, we won. You know, that's good. We won. 6:52.
Hey, we could say go Tigers.
There you go. We can both say go Tigers. You spell it different than I do, but that's right. 6:52 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
This is Paul Epstein with Running Wild. Join me this Wednesday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Discover why we at Running Wild are the running and fitness experts in the Pensacola and Fairhope communities, specializing in fitting you in the best shoe, apparel, and training for your unique needs. We pride ourselves on serving, training, and encouraging you to reach your goals. So bring your questions this Wednesday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM. 1620.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Average for a gallon of gas, 381. Florida is 367. It keeps dipping just a little, but it's still way above where it should be. 329 Mississippi is the best. California is 532. It's the worst. 339 east at the Walmart in Navarre. 338 west at the other Walmart in Navarre this morning. I guess if you wait a little while and you go down to the Marathon, it's got 335 down the way. 333 at the Murphy across from the foot of the Garcon Point Bridge. 355 in Gulf Breeze proper. In Milton, 335. 334 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, 339 at a couple of stations through Pace. And Pensacola, 9 Mile, the Walmart, 329, same at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, 338 at the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. 656 News Radio 92.3 Candy has traffic on the fives for us.
And good news is we're not showing a whole lot on the roads right now. That is good news. It looks like I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. Not showing any problems or anybody on Fairfield right now, except for the restaurant workers, I guess, and probably the sheriff's substation. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text it in if you could, 437-1620 for those traffic tips. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, we always talk about Christine Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. And I know I talk a lot about Christina, but she does have a really great team. And in fact, Kelly, one of the reviews that she posted at the Leavenworth Realty site says, Dylan Smith with the Leavenworth team is by far the greatest realtor I've ever had. He not only helped me get my home, but helped me understand the whole process of becoming a homeowner along the way. Every time I called him, he was available to me. And if he was busy, he would let me know immediately that he would get back to me as soon as possible and did just that. I really don't know when this man even gets to sleep since he seems to be so dedicated to his work. We could put him in radio. Dylan treated me like I was his own family while helping me find my forever home, and I truly couldn't be more grateful. If you want a realtor with excellent care and communication skills, Dylan is your guy. And again, I know we talk a lot about Christina, but the team that she surrounds herself with at Leavenworth Realty to represent not just the Leavenworth Realty brand, but also her brand and her standard of excellence is, they are just genuinely fantastic. So if you need help buying, selling, or just talking about the status of homes these days, they are eager to do it. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 657 on News Radio 92.3. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom, pinch hitting today and all week for the vacationing David Wayne. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, looks like the week is off to a successful and record-breaking start for SpaceX. They launched the Falcon 9 rocket from Kennedy Space Center last night. The rocket was carrying 21 Starlink satellites into low Earth orbit as part of the effort to spread high-speed internet around the world. It also marked the 62nd orbital launch for the company this year, breaking their previous record. And you've probably heard by now that singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, you know, the guy who popularized beach bum soft rock with the escapist Caribbean-flavored song Margaritaville and turned that celebration of loafing into an empire, he died over the weekend. He was 76. And for those of us who are sailors, he provided the soundtrack for what we love to do for half a century. Fair winds and following seas, Jimmy. Gonna miss you.
Nice tribute. I appreciate appreciate that, David. David. Well, Steve, thanks so much. Such a habit. Sorry. 6:58 on News Radio 92.3. Time for Future News.
A Super Monday.
Super Monday.
Hour right.
off. How could it possibly be Future News time yet? We haven't even done any show yet.
I know. It feels like 5 o'clock, but it's
all right, so first question. How many of the 70,000 people will get out of Burning Man okay?
Oh, all of them.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not. It's really this big drama, but it's, I think, you know, they're not going to get more rain, most likely. It's going to dry up, and they can walk out like Chris Rock.
They were helping each other. Yeah. Did you see that? They actually burned a man. Well, yeah. Effigy.
Did they do the Sunday night Burning Man? They said they were going to, weather permitting, so.
Yeah, we watched it.
UWF, how far do they go this year? Another championship season?
Another championship season.
And it's certainly within reach. I will say it that way. I never like to predict that from the start, just because it seems too optimistic. But they have all the tools they need to make it happen. And what about FSU? Is Kate Wright? Is this comeback year for FSU, where they can
certainly looks
get
like
to be
it,
in the, you know, at least the top four,
LSU.
Maybe?
Yeah,
they look strong to me.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620 News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.